104.3 The River with the Big Time Morning Show. I'm Jeff Wicks, and have you ever wondered about the story behind the man who we get so excited about coming for a visit on Christmas Eve? That's right, Santa Claus. Well, today I've got the story for you. The story begins way back in the 3rd century, which is a very long, long time ago, and before any of us were born, there was a little boy. His name was Nicholas. Nicholas was born in a country called Myra, which sits along the edge of the Mediterranean Sea. Today we call that country Turkey. There, his father was a very successful sea merchant and traded with sailors on ships from many other countries for fur, gold, spices, and other things needed in those days. His family became very, very wealthy. Of all the possessions the family had, they owned something so rare in those days, and it was Nicholas's favorite. Nicholas' family owned a written copy of the scriptures, or what we today call a Bible. Each day, Nicholas's mother would read to him the wonderful things Jesus did for other people, like healing them when they were sick, teaching them, and showing love and forgiveness. When Nicholas was still a young boy, around the age of 9, his parents died and left him orphaned. He missed the stories told by his mother, but he remembered them and continued to read about Jesus. Those stories kept Nicholas thinking about God and helping others. Not only did he think about helping, but how we are to give generously, not to call attention to ourselves, but to glorify God. When Nicholas grew to become a teenager, in order for those in his village to learn more about Jesus, he became a priest. Many in his city already knew how good and generous he was and loved him. They listened to the stories he shared about the love Jesus showed to us. Many claim Nicholas left for a time to go to the Holy Lands to see where Jesus had lived, died, and was resurrected. At about that same time, the bishop of the church of Myra had grown very old, but he had no replacement to lead the church. For a long time, the bishop prayed daily for God to reveal who would be the next bishop for their church. After he died, the priests began to gather at the church. Through the Holy Spirit, God revealed to them that the next person who came through the door would be the next bishop. They were quite surprised to see a young Nicholas who had come to the church to pray. But they trusted God to make Nicholas the leader who would guide the congregation to follow the teachings and show love for those around them. As Nicholas grew, so did his faith, and his reputation for being kind, helpful, and generous. People of the village recognized him on the streets because of his white beard and red robe he wore to symbolize the blood of Jesus, which was shed for us, so we may have everlasting life. Nicholas became a symbol of hope and faith himself. During this time, much of the world was ruled by the Roman Empire and their emperor. During what is called the Great Persecution, many Christian leaders were rounded up, imprisoned, and tortured because of their faith in Christ. Nicholas was one of the people who was thrown into prison, but before he was killed, the old emperor died, and Nicholas was released under the orders of the new emperor, Constantine, who himself believed in Jesus. Nicholas continued to give away his wealth to help others, but his fame began to cause those in need to focus on him instead of God. So Nicholas began to travel by night and secretly leave gifts for those in need. The most famous incident is when a man who had 3 daughters had lost his money but needed to pay for his daughters to be married. The man was very surprised to wake up one morning to find gold had been left by someone in the middle of the night on behalf of the first daughter. Another night, gold was also left for the second daughter. The man told everyone he knew about the gifts which had been left for them. Just before the 3rd and final daughter was to be wed, the man hid, waiting to see who was giving such a wonderful gift. He caught Nicholas leaving a small bag of gold for their family. But Nicholas asked the man not to tell about what had happened. Instead, the man told many people of Nicholas. The stories began to be shared with everyone, including sailors who came from other countries on their ships. Germany, Austria, Holland, Spain, Italy, and many other countries soon heard of the kindness of the man many were calling Saint Nicholas. In many areas, people began doing acts of kindness for others in the same manner. A few of the countries began to include this secret gift-giving with some of their customs and traditions as part of the celebration of Christ's birth at Christmas. In the northern Scandinavian countries where there's much snow, people travel by sleds and sleighs instead of cars. Those were typically pulled by reindeer or horses. At Christmas time, men would wear a red robe, posing as Saint Nicholas, and ride through the town throwing out presents to children on the streets. The people of Germany called him Christkindl, which is German for Christ child, when they gathered evergreen trees to decorate their homes. The evergreens represented everlasting life and naturally integrated it into celebrating Christmas and Jesus. The people in Amsterdam and Holland were famous for wearing wooden shoes, which required heavy wool socks to protect their feet. They told the stories of St. Nicholas and began hiding gifts in their stockings that they washed each night and hung by the fireplace to dry. In that country, they pronounced it differently and called him Sinterklaas instead of St. Nicholas. It was actually the people of Holland who introduced the legend of St. Nicholas, or Sinterklaas, to a brand new land called America during the late 1700s. Here in the United States, immigrants were coming from all around the world to live in the new land, and with them, they brought their own customs and stories, especially in the fastest-growing city called New Amsterdam. Today, the city is called New York. This is where a man named Dr. Clement Clark Moore heard the story of Nicholas for the first time while riding in a sleigh on a snowy winter's day shopping trip. His wife had asked him to find a turkey for their family and friends to be served on Christmas Day. Dr. Moore bumped into his Dutch handyman and gardener on his way out, and the stocky little gentleman shared the story, giving Dr. Moore much to think about on his trip. On his return home that evening, he began to write a poem based on the story he had heard earlier that day. He even decided to honor the man who had told him by changing the description of St. Nicholas in the story to that of the gardener, a chubby little man with a long white beard and dimples. Later, the poem was published in a newspaper and was very popular. The poem was published year after year in other newspapers and printed as a storybook. It was called A Visit from St. Nicholas. But later, more people remembered it as the first line of the story, "'Twas the night before Christmas." So the name of St. Nicholas was repeated throughout the new country because of many people from many places around the world mispronouncing the Dutch name of Sinterklaas. He became known in this part of the world as Santa Claus. That's who you see today in movies, read about in stories, and hear about in songs. But now you know the real story of Santa Claus. Because he loved Jesus and gave to others, he is known by many names around the world. He is called Santa Claus, Sinterklaas, Christkindl, Father Christmas, Papa Noel, to name just a few. But his real name is Nicholas. A very Merry Christmas to you and yours.